Germany stepped up to welcome more than a million immigrants during the European migrant crisis in 2015. Now the German government faces one of its biggest challenges, helping refugees fit in. Germans in the city of Dresden want to help. You might not expect that because the country's largest anti-immigrant group was founded in Dresden. WSHU's Cassandra Bassler recently went on a Pulitzer-reporting fellowship to Germany and brings us this story.
Thousands of anti-immigrant protesters march through Dresden's Old City Center every Monday. They wave German flags and chant, "Resistance, resistance." That's Pegida, or Proud Europeans Against the Islamization of the West. The nationalist group just celebrated its three-year anniversary of its founding here in Dresden. But in a smaller corner of the city, locals want to change Dresden's anti-immigrant image. Michael Kobel founded Willkommen in Löbtau, a group to welcome refugees to his neighborhood.
The media just see the Monday people doing the marches, but this is not the majority of the people.
Kobel says Pegida marchers get a lot of press because anywhere from 3,000 to 10,000 people from across the country gather there. He's gone to counter protests, but could only rally 2,000 or 3,000 people. Kobel says it would take a lot more to change Pegida's mind about immigration.
This Pegida people believe at the moment it's a threat, and it's hard to talk to them. It's essentially hopeless.
So Kobel's church started programs to help refugees live alongside people who may see them as a threat. Volunteers run German conversation classes, soccer kickabouts, and even career mentorship programs.
You have to get a working visa.
Yeah.
And one is to
Today, Kobel meets with some of the refugees who he mentors at a friend's apartment. Basil and Mohammed didn't want their last names used for fear of retaliation against their families. They tell Kobel what life in Dresden has been like since they came here from Syria 2 years ago. They've gotten used to the Pegida marches.
Sometimes I'm having cafe at the same place where they are demonstrating, and I just stare at them, watching them. They just pass by me, not doing anything. Yeah, there is no problem.
Mohammed says he mostly sees older men marching. He lives in a younger, open-minded part of the city, and he's made some friends there. But he says it's still hard to get close to people.
The problem which I faced personally was not with those Pegida guys. The problem is that it's a different culture, you know. The Germans are really nice and friendly, but they are not open easily to the stranger, you know.
Basil says his mentor Kobel is a great friend. He says nobody in Dresden has given him any trouble.
The people here are very, very nice, and they help me always, and I highly appreciate the nice people here.
Basil met Kobel at a dinner in a temporary shelter for migrants. Basil told Kobel that he taught English to grade school students back in Syria. Now Kobel wants to help him learn enough German to get certified to teach again.
I can't describe this moment, but I want to say that this is like a dream for me.
It won't be easy. Migrants asking for asylum can't get jobs because they have to be in their country of origin when they apply for a German work permit. Temporary residency cards offer migrants a stipend that covers housing, food, and basic German lessons. But Kobel says the government bureaucracy still makes it hard for newcomers like Basil to start professions, even when all they want to do is earn their own paycheck.
I had no idea how to become a teacher if you already have been a teacher in Syria. And I had thousands of phone calls. How do you do that? It's nowhere described. How should Basil have been able to find out? It is hopeless.
Kobel has finally figured out what Basil needs. So he helps him pay for an advanced German language test that's required to apply to a university. Kobel even covers his tuition for a prerequisite class. Basel's early childhood development class meets three times a week at the local community college. Basel and a dozen other international students sit around a stack of photographs. The professor asked them to pick out two photos that describe what it's like to speak more than one language. Basel says he chose a lightning bolt. It shows how fast words come to him in Arabic. He chose a tall staircase that shows what he has to overcome to speak German. Since I visited Dresden, Basel passed his early education class. He plans to take his German fluency exam this month. His mentor, Michael Kobel, says Basel has a chance to teach school. Kobel says that could help change Pegida supporters' minds about immigration.
My hope is if we bring people just to work into the society, and also each of the Pegida persons will have at work a person next to him or her, which comes from Libya or from Syria or from Afghanistan, and they will work with them day by day, and then they will experience these are human beings like we, and they have values like we are having them.
The far-right anti-immigrant party Alternative for Germany has become the third largest party in German parliament. Kobel says the election results this fall shocked him. But they've inspired his group to do more to make Dresden a welcoming city. Cassandra Basler, WSHU News.